Nashville will not be raising its property tax. That was the outcome of a four-hour Metro Council debate that ended after midnight, early Wednesday. Instead, the council adopted a budget that won't provide previously promised raises to city employees and that does not give Metro schools all that was requested. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The vote on the property tax could not have been any closer, and it drew gasps when the results appeared on the monitors in the council chamber.
19 in favor and 19 against.
An exact split. But a tax increase would have needed a majority in favor, so the measure failed. Without it, the final spending plan is thrifty. It includes about $2 million in government cuts that will be used to give raises to a small group of staff at city schools. But budget chairwoman Tanaka Vercher apologized to the thousands of Metro employees who won't get the raises they expected.
It breaks my heart that an expectation was set without consideration of long-term fiscal sustainability. That era is ours to own, and for that, I'm truly sorry.
The council members who pushed for the tax increase say there will likely be even more apologies next year, and potentially job cuts, because an even larger budget shortfall is expected. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.